This morning, I have a story for you that I've seen several years going around on the internet, and this week I saw it again. I thought, that is a really good Christmas story. Well, it was Christmas Eve of about 1881, and Matt, who was about 13, 14 years old, you would think with Christmas coming, he would be in a good mood, but he wasn't. He was in kind of a grumpy, grouchy mood. And Dad had wanted to do chores early, so they were doing the chores a little earlier. And the reason, though, he was in such a grumpy mood is Mom and Dad had to tell him that what he wanted most for Christmas was a rifle, and they just couldn't afford it this year. And they had told him that, and so he was just kind of in a bad mood. But he helped. He did the chores, and he thought, well, because Dad wants to have worship early and us get to bed. And so they got inside, and he took off all of his outer gear because it was winter, and it was cold, and it was snowy. And he went in their cabin, and he got all settled in front of the fireplace, expecting Dad to grab the Bible down from the shelf and start to just read for the Bible for worship, and then we'd go to bed. Well, that's not what happened. Dad came in the house, and he said, Matt, I need you to come help me to hook up the horses to the sled, and we need to get some things ready. So that meant that Matt had to put all of his outer clothing back on and his heavy boots and go outside. And Dad, he knew that whatever was happening, there was going to be a pretty big load because they only used that snow sled when there was something big that they needed to do. And so he was helping his dad, and Dad said, we need to put the high sideboards up. And I thought it was going to be bad enough with, you know, just the low sideboards with whatever we were going to have to do. Now the high sideboards, and Dad said, now I need you to go start getting some wood from the wood pile and start putting it in the slot. Why? Well, son, a little while ago I was going into town, and I went past Widow Jensen's house. And little Jakey, he was out there, and he was just rifling around through. There was some bark on the ground, and they are out of wood. They don't have any wood, and their dad died. And Widow Jensen, she has 3 kids that are 8 and under, and so it's Christmas. We need to go help her. All right. And then Matt started to think about all that wood that he had hauled down from the forest and that he had cut and split and stacked. And now they are taking all that wood and piling it up so they could take it down to Widow Jensen. And he also was starting to think, well, we're 2 miles away. Why? She has closer neighbors. Why aren't they helping? And he said that to his dad. His dad said, you know, when we see a need, we need to go help someone. Okay. So they got the wood all loaded up, and he saw Dad come out of the house with a couple of sacks. One was a small sack, and one was a bigger sack, and they got in the sled. And, well, Dad, what do you have there? He said, well, when I was going by, and I saw little Jakey out there, he had gunny sacks over his feet. He didn't have any shoes. And his mom trying to take care of these kids without a husband anymore, they need help. So I went to the store, and I bought shoes for her, and I bought shoes for the children. And it wouldn't be Christmas without a little candy. So that's a little sack with some candy. So they went the 2 miles down there, and as quietly as they could, they stacked the wood outside so Mrs. Jensen wouldn't know what was going on quite yet. And then Matt's dad went to the door, and he knocked on the door. And she kind of cracked the door open a little bit. And, well, hello. Why are you here? Well, we brought you some wood. I saw that you didn't have any wood in your wood pile. And we thought we'd come bring a little Christmas cheer. And she opened the door wider, and she had blankets that she was wrapped up in. And the children were in front of the fire that wasn't really throwing off any heat because it was just some bark chips. And so, Matt, go outside, go bring in some of that wood and stack it in here, and let's get this fire going good and hot. And so they did that, and then Dad had the sack with the shoes, and Mrs. Jensen, though, she started crying. She said, oh, we had been praying for Jesus to send somebody to help us. And as all this was going on, as I start to get teary, Matt started to get a little bit teary, even though he was like 13, 14 years old, because he realized. He was starting to understand how much with Christmas that it's better to give than to receive. So he started to forget all about that rifle that he wanted so badly. And so they pulled out the shoes and they tried them on and they all fit perfectly. And Matt wondered, how in the world did Dad know what sizes to get? But then he thought, you know, if God sent him on this mission, then God helped him to pick out the right size. So everybody got their shoes so they could keep their feet warm. And the children were so delighted to get a little bit of candy for Christmas. And then Matt's dad invited them to come over for Christmas dinner. He said, we'll be over about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning because my wife, she's making a big, oh, and they had grabbed some food. I forgot that part from the house, too. So they brought them some flour and some other things that they would need. But he said, you know, tomorrow, the missus, she's making all this food and a great big turkey, and a man gets grumpy if he has to eat turkey for too many days in a row. So please come over for Christmas dinner tomorrow. And so they said, we'll come pick you up at 11. So that's what they were going to do. And then after a bit, Matt and his dad, they got back in their sled to go back home. And Matt was just sitting there, just kind of thinking about everything and just how wonderful it was to be able to help that family. And his dad said, you know what, Matt, your mom and I had been saving up money to get you that rifle. And we just hadn't saved up enough. And so that's when we told you that you wouldn't be able to get it for Christmas. And he said, today someone stopped by and gave me some money that they owed me. And so we thought, oh, we've got enough money to get Matt his rifle for Christmas. And so that's when Dad had gotten in the wagon and was going to town. But he saw that great need for Widow Jensen's. And so Matt, that made him, as I start to, when I think about this story, made him start to get teary-eyed again because he was so glad that his dad had taken that money and bought the things that that family needed, and that even though he was going to have to go up and get more rounds and chop and split those rounds so that they would have their firewood stack all built up again, he was so happy that he was able to be a part of that. And he thought about that every year when it came to Christmas, of how he could help somebody else, like he and his dad had helped that family that Christmas.